This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Headed live from the White House today on What's on Your Mind. Yeah, I know. You're thinking, well, wait a minute. You were in Arizona. You were in the desert. You were talking about cactus and mountains and desert. Now you're at the White House, for crying out loud. Wow. It happens, folks. It's radio. We go where the story is. And we were invited to the White House, chat with some folks today on the program about the economy. Yes, the economy. And maybe some proposals out there that could destroy the economy, like, Medicare for All. Or the Green New Deal, maybe, huh? Yeah. Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, will join us. Kellyanne Conway as well on the program today, so you don't want to go too far. The President's Chair of the Economic Council of Advisors, Kevin Hassett, as well. We have Chad Peterson. Chad is the North Dakota official that's here today. Talking about the economy and something specific in the tax code that I have to tell you I didn't know much about, and that is opportunity zones. They're in the President's Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and they actually are zones. There's 25 of them in North Dakota. I have the list in front of me if you're interested, 25 of those. And what it basically says is, okay, in this particular area, if you build low-income housing, if you build what they call workforce housing, then you will get a tax treatment that will, for instance, lessen your burden on capital gains tax, bring that down a number of out years. So it's a carrot to get some investment, and I guess it's a way that, in my mind, is better than some housing authority taking X amount of millions of taxpayers' money and then saying, well, we can do this. And, does the government do anything better than the private sector does? Anything? I don't know. Answer that question for me, and I'll give you a prize. I'm sure there's something, but I'm having trouble thinking of it, crying out loud. Did we have Todd fixed up there, Daniel? He was having a hard time hearing me a moment ago, and I want him to weigh in here this morning on the program, because he probably has a long list of things that the government does better than the private sector. I just can't think of it. And he'll give me the buzz. He'll give me the ding, ding, ding. He'll be in charge. So Daniel, you and Todd work that out, and you let me know what's going to happen. So anyway, what else are we doing today? We are going to be talking with the general that leads the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He has been in North Dakota the last couple of days looking at a number of projects up in the Minot area, over in the Fargo area. And so we're going to talk with him about that and flood protection plans and where they are on the priority list for the Corps, but also a little bit about the border. Because I don't know what or how, but I know within the sound of my voice, there is a solution on how to do this differently. I don't know what it is. I want to just, probe every expert that I can probe. But there's right now in my mind a pretty clear idea that however we've done it to this point is not working, because we have, well, just take in the last couple of weeks here, the President of the United States was down in California. There was a 2-mile stretch of replacement wall, not new wall, replacement wall, arguably better, no doubt about that, absolutely better, but it was replacement wall, it wasn't new, okay, there was already some kind of a barrier there, and that was authorized in 2009, so they're cutting the ribbon on something that they lit up for funding 10 years ago. So I just got to get some answers from the Corps, and I just think that there's got to be a better way, that maybe there's more private sector folks involved. So we have that interview coming up today on the program, too. So we'll do a little digging into that. And, of course, your calls, your questions, your comments. We have a number of guests that are going to join us from the on the program today and talk a little bit about the economy these opportunity zones. So we'll learn a little bit more about that as we go. And your calls and your questions, your comments are welcome throughout. 800-228-0550. McDaniel's still working on Todd. Todd still is deaf right now. He is officially radio deaf. He can't hear a darn thing. So, yeah, you're going to work on that, Daniel, and your people talk to his people, and you get that figured out. Right now, we're going to talk to an assistant to the president, director of domestic policy. Joe Grogan is here. He started his career during President Bush 43's administration, civil servant, policymaking roles over the past 7 years, and now assistant to the president here in the Trump administration. Joe, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What should we know about the economy that most of the media doesn't tell us about right now?
Well, it's performing exceptionally well, far better than the liberal and Democratic economists said that we would be seeing at this point in the Trump administration. They all mocked his tax cut, said it wouldn't work, said there was no way to get above the mediocre or middling 1% growth rate. And now we're seeing 3% growth quarter after quarter. We are have record unemployment rates, for Hispanics, African Americans, people with disabilities. Women are creating more businesses. It couldn't be going much better, to be honest with you. And in opportunity zones specifically, we're seeing housing prices go up 20% year over year as a result of the tax cuts. This was when home prices in these opportunity zones were declining before the president got his tax cuts passed and these places designated as opportunity zones. And wage growth in the opportunity zones is up over 8%. So we're extremely excited about the economic growth that we're seeing in this country, the jobs coming back, the capital coming back for investments in opportunity zones. And it's really a great opportunity to see free market capitalism at work. We have eliminated capital gains in the opportunity zones for those businesses that invest and reinvest in the opportunity zones, and they are piling billions and billions of dollars. And the people in these communities who've been left behind and written off for far too long are the direct beneficiaries.
What was the old model? So this model says private sector, we're going to give you some tax treatment and an incentive to help us solve this problem of low-income housing and workforce housing. Before, was it the government just send a big check to states and cities and have them build it, or how did you do it?
Sure. I mean, it's always top-down from the alternative liberal economic model. More dependency, more checks from government, more command and control. You saw that during the Obama administration, there was all these efforts at more and more stimulus, quote unquote stimulus, that would go out there to preferred industries, whether they're preferred eco industries or whatever the powerfully connected industry was. They could get a government check, and it was expected. The Democrats promised us we'd get roaring economic growth, and it didn't happen. And we are going back to basics, what we saw in the Reagan administration, what's made this country the most prosperous nation on earth, which is tax cuts, growth, private investment, private activity, free market economics. If government gets out of the way, people will respond with investment and job creation.
You worked for President Bush 43. You've been in a policy-making role for 7 years. How is this administration, this president, different in problems like this? You know, we're talking about turning the economy around. We're talking about specifically opportunity zones and getting more low-income housing. Just compare for me, one Republican president with another.
You know, it's I'd say the number one difference is that President Trump is open to all ideas and is really focused on common sense solutions. He's a businessman. He doesn't come at it from somebody who ran for city council 40 years ago and worked his way up and was making political trade-offs his whole career to, you know, get campaign contributions or anything like that. This is a guy who is totally focused on being president for the American people. He loves this country. He asks a ton of questions. He's not bound by ideology or a commitment he made to a donor 20 years ago. And this is a great example of it on these tax his tax and economic agenda. He doesn't sit there and say, gee, what would get me more votes here or there? What constituency would be happy? What senator is going to be happy? It's what is going to get more growth for the American people and get this economy moving again and make America great again.
Someone I know that works here said that after 2 years here, he was amazed at their how many people along the way weren't sort of on the same page. Basically, that there were people within even the White House apparatus and the executive branch that are fighting the Trump agenda. Is that getting better?
Well, I don't know that I've seen people in the White House fighting the president's agenda. I see a lot of people working very hard. Sure, you can't bring smart people to a problem and not have disagreements. That's one of the reasons why you bring disparate backgrounds and different opinions to any problem you're trying to confront. The key thing is that people need to put their heads down, recognize they're working for the president, and I'm incredibly proud to be part of this team. It's a ton of fun. It's a lot of great people who are incredibly smart, all working hard to make the country better for the American people.
The president's director of domestic policy got a big portfolio. This president is not wasting time.
No, he's not.
As we can see. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Assistant to the president, Joe Grogan, with us today on the program. And this is why we're here, just to get under the hood a little bit, find out more about what's happening and tackle the fundamentals of the economy that you unfortunately never hear about in the vast majority of the media. They're not there. We'll have more after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away from the White House today.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding way for us to get rid of corn. As far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out us corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the White House today. Kevin Hassett's going to join us in just a moment here. President's Chair of the Economic Council of Advisors. Talk a little more about this economy. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments as we go here this morning. We have a number of guests. You're certainly welcome to call any of them. I do have somebody that wants to tell me something I really need to know, and that is what government does better than the private sector? Dale in Carrington wanted to answer that question at 293-9000. Go ahead, Dale. Tell me.
Well, they can waste your money better than any non-government person.
Do I need to put a caveat, like something that we actually, you know, want? We don't want them to waste money, but you're right, they do waste money better than the private sector. That one is, that's pretty good, Dale. That's pretty good. I'm looking for a serious answer, though, for the prize. A copy of Grassroots Common Sense Action Agenda for America, my book. You can use it for a fine doorstop. I want to tell you about my friends also at the Workforce Safety and Insurance, WSI, which you can find online at workforcesafety.com, and the North Dakota Safety Council, which you find at ndsc.org. What do they offer, these two entities? They're all about preventing injuries and saving lives. Simple as that. It's what they do every single day. Of course, WSI is in the workplace helping there. They're doing a Claims 101 training session here coming up. That is actually tomorrow at 9 a.m. No, it's today. It's today. It's actually underway right now. There you go. Get on over there. You can check that out as well. There's other events that are scheduled, different dates. So if you go to workforcesafety.com, you'll find them. I'll tell you one that's coming up a little later on. In fact, this is in May in Bismarck. Reasonable suspicion for supervisors. What the heck does that mean? They're doing one in Fargo for this, too, June 4th. If you want to be able to detect when one of your employees is under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you need to take the Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors class. Bismarck, May 6th, Fargo, June 4th. So, very interesting. NDSC.org, or you can go to Workforce Safety and Insurance website. Either one of them, find the training schedules, and you will find everything you need right there. So we're joined next by the President's Chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett. Kevin, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, and welcome to the White House, Scott.
Thank you. Yeah. Good to be back here. We're having a grand time, and I don't think there is an issue. In fact, I asked the President this the last time I had an opportunity to chat with him. I said, you know, you don't get credit for much, just the way the world is right now. But if you had to pick one thing that you think you really deserve credit for that you're not getting the attention for, he said, the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, it really is amazing because the fundamentals, just the basic math, right, X's and O's, are if you overlay them with President Obama, President Bush, 43, going back some time, you've got a pretty extraordinary story to tell, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the economy is absolutely booming. And, you know, one way to look at it is that in 2016, the Congressional Budget Office, a bunch of professional economists, forecasted how much job creation we would have in 2018, last year. And there are a couple different ways to measure what they forecasted, but their number was about 50,000 jobs a month. And in fact, we created 206,000 jobs a month. And so we did much, much better than everybody thought was possible, because in 2016, sort of like the malaise years of Jimmy Carter, people had decided that we're in a new normal. We could never grow fast like that ever again. And President Trump said, no, if we fix policies, we can go back to the old normal, just the normal, and have 3% growth. And, you know, the policies delivered. It's very evident in the data. And I think the difference between what the CBO thought would happen, which was, you know, 50,000 jobs a month, and the 200,000 jobs a month, 100% the president deserves credit for that.
Our listeners are in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Upper Midwest.
It's a beautiful part of the country.
It is.
Yeah, that's
right. They would ask you, how many times do you have to be wrong before you're no longer credible? And I think that about the CBO and you know, a lot of these estimates on, for instance, how tax cuts can grow the economy, how putting more money in people's pockets and reducing regulatory burden can make a difference. But why is that such a hard sell here?
Well, I think that one of the things that happened is that the academic community of economists that study the economy, that it's like disproportionately liberal, people who have like ex-ante biases against things like supply-side ideas. And then, you know, tenure decisions tend to disfavor conservative people. And so if you look at, like, even amongst economists, the percentage of people out there that are conservatives that are teaching our kids economics is close to zero, right? And so the academic communities have been taken over by people who are really hostile to conservative ideas. And I think that if you look at the typical journal output, it tends to be biased towards sort of Keynesian demand-side stuff. if you write a paper that says if you lift the minimum wage, nobody loses their job, it'll get published right away. If you write a paper that's, you know, professional and scientific that finds that a higher minimum wage is going to cause some people to lose their jobs, then the journals won't publish your paper and you'll be run out of the profession. And so I think that, you know, there are a few of us that have been fighting that fight for a long time and have published in the top peer-reviewed journals after lots of years of fighting. And I think that what's happened is that when we, before the tax cuts passed, I think you remember this, I was out there with very specific ex-ante forecasts of what would happen in 2018 if the tax cuts passed. And the Wall Street Journal wrote an editorial a couple weeks ago where they went back and looked at what I said and what happened and said, well, Kevin nailed it. But I nailed it despite the fact that a lot of the professional economists that are trained at the fancy, you know, Ivy League schools, like I went to Penn, it's an Ivy League school, but I mean, but a lot of these people were saying that it's our forecast is ridiculous, but it turned out to be correct. But it's correct not because we're geniuses, but rather because we persevered, created a peer-reviewed literature that got it right, and that I think it's time for the profession to sort of start to recognize that if it's going to be a science, it has to be way less partisan.
Well, in a couple of minutes left, but I want to ask you a couple other things. One, obviously, in our part of the world, trade is extraordinarily important. People, pins and needles, waiting for the new U.S., Mexico, Canada, Canadian trade agreement to get signed, sealed, and delivered in action, but probably even more importantly, the deal with China. Assuming those deals play out, you know.
I think it's a safe assumption.
Yeah, okay. What kind of wind are we going to see at the back of the economy?
Right. It's something that a lot of people, you hit the nail on the head, as you always do, right? I mean, but the fact is that I think a lot of people don't understand that. I think that the risks are disproportionately on the upside this year for the economy because, you know, as those trade deals emerge, as the Chinese market, you know, genuinely opens up, for our exports, then that's going to be a big positive for the U.S. economy. And so, you know, we're heading in with a lot of momentum. First quarter growth is going to be in the twos, it looks like to me. Generally, first quarter is about 1% below what you get for the year because of weird winter weather type things. And so if you get a 2% first quarter, that means you got a 3% year. But I think 3% might be low compared to what really happens if all these deals are realized.
So I'm going to go find Kudlow and Lighthizer before I leave here, but maybe you can answer this question for me. When are those deals going to be pen to paper, do you think? Ratified on the old NAFTA?
I mean, there are still ongoing negotiations, you know, and nothing is in stone until it's in stone, of course. But I think that they're on a very positive path. And
you think in 2019, it's safe to say they're done?
You know, I don't want to jinx it by giving a specific date, but I think that we're very, very, very close. Everybody says that.
Last thing I'll ask about, in addition to agriculture, because we have a huge energy economy in North Dakota with coal and the oil and gas boom that's happening big time. How is that powering the economy overall? How much credit would you give energy?
Yeah, energy deserves a lot of credit. I know prices have been kind of volatile, and it's sort of gone up and down since President Trump has been in office. But, you know, we basically are the world's largest oil producer, and oil production is up, depending on when I start, 40-50% since the president took office, you know, and I think that increase in oil production has been a big part of the story, the positive economic story.
Don't change a thing. Just more of the same. Keep this economy roaring, all right?
Thanks. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Kevin. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
The president's chair of the Economic Council of Advisors, and, of course, he's been on that post. He's the 29th chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. How about that? All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more from the White House today on What's On Your Mind. Lots of good info here.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. When it comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A massive hunt continues in Colorado as authorities are looking for an 18-year-old woman said to be obsessed with the 1999 mass shootings at Columbine High School.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
That's FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips, who says that Saul Pais allegedly flew from Miami to Denver and immediately bought a shotgun and ammo. Schools around Denver are closed today because of the threat. This weekend will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Donations from around the world are continuing to pour in to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They've crossed the $1 billion mark less than 2 days after a fire devastated the 850-year-old Gothic treasure. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today on What's On Your Mind, powered by MyPillow. Can't keep a schedule where I'm on the border yesterday in Arizona watching some big, beautiful wall go up and the White House the next day without having a great pillow. And that's really what I am. I'm not a radio talk show host. I am a pillow salesman for my friend Mike Lindell. And he makes the best pillow on the planet Earth. And now the new Giza Dream Sheets are phenomenal. 30% off and you get free shipping if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028 and tell them Scott sent you. The Treasury Secretary of the United States of America, Donald Trump cabinet member Steven Mnuchin with us today on the program. Mr. Secretary, nice to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah, we're excited to come tell the story to the Upper Midwest, our listeners in North Dakota and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And you were just out in Minnesota with the president talking about this economy, and there's a lot of good stories to tell, aren't there?
I was. It was a great trip. We were out there on tax day delivering the message of how much people saved on their taxes as a result of the Trump tax plan.
So, you know, the president does not get the credit that he deserves for this economy. But what tell me a little bit about what you think, you know, folks out there, working hard, rolling up their sleeves every day, ought to know about the fundamentals of our economy and what has been put in place in this administration.
We think the fundamentals are quite strong. The president's economic program has always existed as a combination of tax cuts, regulatory relief, and trade. We got the first two done. We're working tirelessly on the trade negotiations. We're looking forward to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal being passed by Congress. I think that'll be terrific for our farmers. I think, as you know, we're in very detailed discussions with China about a potential great trade deal. So we got the president's team, economic team, working on a whole bunch of fronts.
You know, some farmers, ranchers in our audience would say, I can't hang on much longer. This is tough. I mean, ethanol has been a big hit because of the tariffs with China, obviously, another industry, you know, that's partnered up with agriculture, with corn. What would you tell them when they see this, you know, sort of stretching out here a little bit? What counsel would you have for those folks?
Well, I would first say I know that the president very much appreciates all the support from the farmers. It's an important area of our economy. It's a part of the economy that he's been fighting for from day one. And as part of all these trade deals, agriculture is right at the top of the list. I never thought I'd be following the price of soybeans as carefully as I am.
And they have come back a little bit.
They have come back. We got a big order out of China when the vice premier was here last time in the Oval Office. But the message for the farmers is I can assure you President Trump is fighting for you.
And is he watching the soybean prices too, you think?
He is indeed.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, bring us inside a little bit. What are you hearing from Mr. Lighthizer, Mr. Kudlow, the negotiators on the ground? I mean, let's start with, China, because those are intense negotiations going on now. They've been extended. I mean, are they at the 10-yard line, 5-yard line? A nose away from the end zone? How close?
Well, I think I'd first say Ambassador Lighthizer's team has really done a great job, not just the people at USTR, but across all the different agencies. This has really been a large team that's focused on it. I have been going back and forth with him to meetings both in China and meetings here. We've made enormous progress, more progress than we've ever made before. There are still some important issues outstanding, and we're trying to bring it to closure shortly. So hopefully we'll have a deal to present to the president.
And is shortly like weeks, months?
I think we're hopeful that we try to close the issues one way or another over the next month.
Wow, so we are getting close. And as far as the U.S., Mexico, the new NAFTA,
USMCA.
USMCA, yes, right, exactly right. In the order of, I won't go there. But anyway, the Canadians were a little challenging through that whole thing as we watched, but they deserve to be last, in my opinion, on that acronym. But anyway, when's pen to paper there? When do you think that's 100% done?
Well, it's a great deal. So, I mean, this is an important deal for our farmers. It's an important deal for a very important two-way, three-way trade between U.S. and Mexico and Canada. So this does need congressional approval. I think there's going to be big bipartisan support. And I know Ambassador Lighthizer is working with both sides of the aisle to try to get the speaker to bring it to the floor. So we look forward to that.
So is it all on Congress now? I mean, is it just a matter of schedules and getting a vote?
There is some work that the ambassador is doing with Congress, but yes, this is pretty much we got to get this to the floor for them to vote on it.
You obviously have an opportunity to travel with the president a lot and advise him as a member of the cabinet. I'm constantly amazed, even in the part of the country where he has among the highest approval of anywhere in the country, the people that you can just come across who have I sat on a plane last night, I'm coming over from Arizona with a woman from Oregon. And, the misinformation that she had about the president and how I had to, keep coming back on, the environment and a number of things, it's staggering to me. What do you want people to know that might be in that category, right, that might just not get this president, not get what he's trying to do? What are they missing?
Well, this president has delivered on. He's the first president who's made promises and kept those promises. And on the economy, he said we could deliver 3% economic growth. Everybody said that was impossible. We did. We have a very robust economic environment in the U.S. You see a slowdown in China, a slowdown in Europe. Really, the U.S. is the bright spot of the world, and that's because of the president's economic policies.
And the business acumen, transferring to a chief executive president of the United States. Give me some examples where you see how that
matches. Well, absolutely. The president understands the economy. He understands the economic issues. He heard from literally tens and tens of thousands of business people, small business, big business, during the campaign. And he's delivered on his economic promises.
And how does this movie end? When history's written, you think about this president. Obviously, we're, just past the first half of the first term, but how do you think history will look upon his accomplishments and his administration?
I think very strongly. But I would just say the good news is we got a lot more of this movie to play out, and I think you're going to see a lot of great things out of this administration. Today we're launching more opportunity zone regulations. We're having an opportunity zones conference. This is a very important part of the Tax Act that is great of bringing money into communities that need it. So we're excited to look forward on lots of fronts.
It's, by the way, also a different model of how to get low-income housing or workforce housing as well, rather than just...
It's about bringing private capital as opposed to just government money.
Yeah, very, very interesting. What is next on tax reform? Obviously, you had a heavy lift with the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, but what else is left to be done? What else would you like to see in the way of policy?
Well, this issue has really been about execution. I oversee the IRS. This has impacted every part of the IRS, from tax forms to service to technology. There's a few things we need to try to get clean up from legislation, but the Tax Act has delivered, and we look forward to delivering more.
Who is this young man that's with you today? You have a staffer that's a youngster. What's your name? I'm sorry?
Anthony.
And are you part of the security detail for Secretary Mnuchin?
One day I will.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Will you take him as your security detail?
Absolutely, anytime. Yeah. He's going to take over from his father in our strategic press job, so he's being trained here today.
What's more fun, school or coming to the White House with your dad?
Oh, White House.
Thanks, bud. Mr. Secretary,
thanks,
great to see
great
you.
To be here
yeah,
with you.
Appreciate the good work you're doing, and thanks for the time today talking to our listeners about what's happening here at the White House. Opportunity Zone Day, as you heard. From the secretary. Yeah. We're going to get a picture with Anthony. There we go. Exactly right. Right there. Right by the secretary, and we're putting him to work. We're reenacting our little live broadcast moment there. Great fun, that's for sure. Anyway, as I was saying, the Opportunity Zone, there's actually an event this afternoon that you'll see on the news and hear more about these Opportunity Zones. And they are, in fact, again, an overlay that governors decide. Governor Burgum has outlined 25 different Opportunity Zones in North Dakota. In fact, Chad Peterson, who's with the FARC, he's an elected member of the Cass County Commission. Cass County Commission member Chad Peterson is here at the White House, part of a roundtable with the president later today on this particular issue, and going to be joining us here coming up in just a little bit as well to talk about how this will be used in Cass County and how it will be identified. That's what the secretary was telling us about today on the program. Oh, I should have asked him if there's something that the government does better than the private sector. I should have done that and finished that piece there. But you know, we still welcome. Todd, do you have one yet? I haven't asked you because we had the little audio glitch at the beginning of the program. Have you got a contribution to
blow through public money?
So yeah, you're saying spend money. Somebody else texted in waste money.
Yeah.
So those are not good things, though. I'm looking for positive things. Are there any? There have to be. Come on. Somebody, somewhere. The one and only thing the government does better than the private sector is war. I do not think a private sector military would be as good. Well, there you
probably
go.
Probably not.
That's a good one.
Have we ever tried a private sector war, though?
I don't think so, no. No, that would not be good.
We might be more efficient private sector-wise.
Yeah, exactly. Brooke Rollins is here. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm meeting so many new friends, I can't stand it.
I know. There's so many friends to be met. I'm so glad to meet you.
And until I found out that we were going to be talking today, I wasn't aware that there actually is an assistant to the president for strategic initiatives.
I mean, how great is that? That just means I get to work on the most important, biggest things and play offense all the time.
I love it.
It is awesome.
So what's your favorite strategic initiative of this president?
Oh, my goodness. You know, they are all extraordinary. In fact, what we're talking about today, I think, plays into that. My sort of approach to all of this is that the great conservative ideas of less government and less regulation and more opportunity, that helps all Americans, but it helps those who are our poorest and on the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder rung. It helps those people the most. And so from a strategic initiative perspective, almost everything we're doing here is obviously lifting up everyone, but especially those in these distressed communities, whether it's criminal justice reform, our new health care work that we're working on, how to our ideas, how do we move those out to become the person that's fighting for the best health care for all Americans, whether it's tax cuts and deregulation. All of it is so good and so important. I love all of it.
Well, I know. It's like picking your favorite child, right? You can't do that.
The real thing is, some days you like one more than the other, but all days you love them all. So that's exactly right.
I think when you talk about prison reform is one that, is one we're watching closely in North Dakota. And there's an initiative on that front.
Love your governor.
Yes, and that's something. And
he's great.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. But some of these others, they don't get the attention they deserve because they sort of go at the stereotype of a Republican, which, you know, I would reject anyway as being bogus. But, the fake news, a swamp narrative of Republican rich and want all the money and going to, it's just not happening. Not here. More with Brooke coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Line is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. And yeah, I've been touting that heated steering wheel. Guess what? Pretty soon we'll have some 70s, some sunshine, and cooled seats. Get yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Tell me that's not great when it's, you know, 90 degrees out and you get in and it's like, oh, you're sticking to the seats. All of a sudden, flip on the cool seats switch. Oh, there you go. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. It's almost as good as a job at MBI Energy, I'm telling you. MBI Energy. Now, there is a place to call home. And they're celebrating 40 years in service in the Bakken. Think about that. All the ups and downs over 40 years, they persevere through it. They are now hiring. They are now hiring. So if you have your CDL and are looking for an established North Dakota company offering work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, they've got it all. Right, Todd? Would you say, Todd?
Yes. I was trying to leave you a voicemail, but it's full.
Well, I hate that when it's full. Especially when the White House is trying to call me. The only reason I know it's the White House trying to call, and I'm at the White House.
You're
so,
here.
So this is a little strange.
You can just say, hello, here I am.
Donald, I'm right here.
This funny, it goes plus one and then a bunch of zeros.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you've gotten those calls before.
I have.
And I think I was I happened to be doing an interview with Senator Kramer one time, and he said, we got to stop the interview because this call's from the White House. I'm like, how do you know that? He said, all the zeros. So that's how I know. But anyway, and my voicemail's full, you said, Todd?
Yes.
Story of my life,
bro. Very important.
President Trump is trying to leave you a message.
Someday only I
can
dream of this.
Story of my life. It's just unbelievable.
Don't leave it on my number and I'll forward it.
Now, this is one thing. I give out my cell phone number on the show.
Oh, well, that would explain why your voicemail's full.
Well, but it's for listeners to text in their questions.
Oh.
So if they want to ask the Director of Strategic Initiatives for the President of the United States a question, they can text me.
They can text you, and then you can ask me.
Exactly, but they can't leave a message because otherwise my voice box
will explode. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
More with Brooke Rollins in just a moment here. But I do want to tell you that if you were interested in one of those great jobs at MBI, and they are voted the best place to work in the oil patch, recipient of the Berkeley Oil and Gas Safety Excellence Award. I mean, they're looking right now for everything. Water transfer, field operators, waste management, diesel mechanics, well intervention, truck drivers. Go online, mbienergyservices.com. Earn up to $3,500 sign-on bonus with industry experience right now. mbienergyservices.com, mbienergyservices.com. All right, more with Brooke Rollins, and we're talking strategy. We're talking about the president's director of strategic initiatives, and we were talking earlier about your favorites, and you have so many. I think these, many of the things you were talking about, prison reform, opportunity zones, so we're doing low-income housing a different way, some of those things that are, I will put them in the bucket of non-traditional conservative / Republican ideas, are probably the only hope to break through to people who have been fed a line that is not correct about this president in the fake news media. And I'm being kind. I'm being diplomatic. I could say worse things about it. How do we get them to bust through? How do you get the 60 Minutes interested in opportunity zones? How do you get the New York Times talking about prison reform and what the president's done?
You know, it's interesting. We hear frustration. We've got it here. I hear the president say it a lot. He, you know, basically waves his hand when the news media comes into a meeting, and there's always a lot, and there's a lot of cameras, and the meeting's about something wonderful like opportunity zones or criminal justice reform or education opportunity for all kids, especially those in the worst schools. And he always says, the point, you guys aren't even going to cover this. And sure enough, we'll finish the event and he'll get 250 questions on something that most Americans don't care about that has nothing to do with his governing and the great things that are happening in this country. But, you know, we've sort of gotten used to it around here at the White House, and in a way it's almost made us double down on our efforts for this country and for those who need a voice here, for the forgotten American. And that's what this president represents. That's what our, you know, ideas today, our discussion on opportunity zones, on bringing in private sector money into our most distressed communities rather than the government showing showing up with a check, which is how Democrats and, frankly, some former Republican administrations have always tended to handle these issues. But the true solution to poverty is a good job, and the true opportunity, the American dream, is what we're fighting for. And we're making amazing progress on that. Lowest unemployment numbers in the history of our country for African Americans, for Hispanics, for veterans, for disabled Americans, for Asian Americans. It's an extraordinary success story that America gets. They may not hear it from the mainstream media, but they get that that's happening in this country.
I have about a minute left. You know, pick out another one from your list of favorites that you think is one we're going to be hearing more about in the future.
Well, I think that, and this will be really specifically relevant to your listeners in North Dakota, I think what this president has done in the energy and the environment world is nothing short of extraordinary. We have become exporters of not just LNG and oil and gas, but we've become exporters of freedom. And that's a lot has to do with what you guys have done up in North Dakota, my home state of Texas, and other places around the country. But this president has helped create a revolution. And what I often say is that, you know, again, we're painted as, oh, well, we're polluters and bad people. But no, what we're doing is we're creating an environment where the single mother in Detroit who just wants a better life for her children, she doesn't have to choose between eating and heating, which is what 40% of Germany now has to do because of crazy government overregulation. That's part of it. The other part of it that a lot of people don't understand, but I'm guessing a lot of your listeners do, is that while creating that energy revolution, while the great private sector has done that, we've cleaned up the environment, the cleanest air, the cleanest water in the world. The
president definitely doesn't get credit for that.
No, he doesn't.
Quite the opposite. Brooke, keep fighting.
I'm fighting.
Love your spirit.
Thank you.
Yes. Good to meet you, and I look forward to talking again.
Scott, thank you.
You bet. More coming up from the White House, another hour on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.